I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Here's some Royals talk for you. I just saw this on the X, formerly known as Twitter. That triple that Bobby Witt got on April 6th in the day game against Baltimore.
April 6th?
No longer a triple. It is now a three-base error by Jorge Mateo.
Who goes back and watches this stuff and makes these determinations?
Geeks. So that changes our whiteboard. Vinny Pasquantino is now down in RBI, so he gets screwed out of it. Michael Massey gets screwed out of two RBIs, and Bobby Wood Jr. no longer has a triple in the season. It's now a three-base error because the guy couldn't catch the ball.
Was that the cycle game where he almost had the cycle, right?
Yeah. So imagine. Yeah.
Would they have done that?
Oh, yeah. They just did.
But what if he had, what if he had gone for the cycle in that? No way you're touching that if you're Major League Baseball. You can be that stupid.
Last guy hit a cycle was Brett Nady?
For the Royals, yeah. But I mean, like, I think it was, wasn't it 90? I think it was, well, I could, who knows, but a long time ago, right? And like, if he would have hit for the cycle in that game, and 4 days later, Major League Baseball went out there and said, no, we're taking this triple away, that would be stupid. That would be dumb. You don't do that kind of stuff. Just leave it go, man. Like, if once the ruling's made, if you got 24 hours or whatever to fix it and change it, fine, go ahead and do that if you feel the need. But I mean, my God, you talk about useless jobs in sports. We were talking about that yesterday as an NBA coach, the most worthless job in sports. Guy at MLB going back and watching errors.
Speaking of Rex Hudler, I remember one time he went to the statistician's booth. It was like, you can't do that. And they were like, dude, you got to get out. You can't do this.
Well, Hud said something the other day about that. Like, there was a play. Oh, it was the Vinny Pasquantino one where he had no business, you know, getting in front of Massey trying to make that play, and they gave it a hit, and Hud goes, hard to get an error these days or something like that. You know, I'm like, it's true. I mean, it's true. They give that benefit of the doubt a lot of times to the batter. And I've talked to people who've done official scoring before, and sometimes people like from the dugout will call up and yell at these guys and berate these guys.
So the information came from MLB scoring changes. And the analysis they put on there is that this is a tricky one because, yes, Mateo should have made the catch, but he misjudged it to start, and there is debate to if he truly recovered and got there. In the end, committee is probably looking at Mateo not getting any arm extension and the ball hitting his glove and determining he was there. So no triple for Bobby Witt Jr., no RBI for Massey, no RBIs for Massey, and no sack fly for Vinny Pasquantino. They were robbed. An open framed in the 10th, I was robbed, gosh dang it. Kingpin, another one you need to check out.
I don't even know what you're talking about with that analysis. Like, who has the time of day?
Well, his arm didn't get extended.
Ah, Jesus.
Somebody says if he'd hit for the cycle, we'd burn this MF-er down. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if he had hit for the cycle that day and they came back and said, no, we're taking away that triple and making it an error now, there's no way they would have done it. There's just no way they would have been that stupid. Well, I mean, Pittsburgh did take Roberto Clemente's name off a wall.
And then from our text line, they're also a statistician. They said, but Renfro's error still counts.
Which one?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the sky over Kauffman Stadium. Why can't any outfielder play a ball?
I don't know. I don't know. I bet Jack Caglione would do all right. He's closer to this guy.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a government conspiracy, though. Like, guys in the outfield at Kauffman Stadium running, like, in circles.
We asked the question on the other side, 913-586-7965. Has there been an athlete that you just didn't care for, but as you got older and they got older and their career, you know, prolonged, that you started to kind of like more?
Yeah, I think I've always liked Tiger, but I appreciate him more now today than I did yesterday.
Because he's not there anymore.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you always appreciate stuff. That's why I've been so bullish on enjoy what we're living in right now, mm-hmm. right? Guy on text line complaining about Seth Lugo. Why are you even a sports fan? If you're not enjoying what we're living in right now, and you're complaining about the runner-up to the Cy Young Award on April 9th or April 10th, okay? That's why I say you've got to enjoy this stuff, because you have people like that out there. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods, I think, is kind of like the, you know, Patrick Mahomes for some. There's a lot of people that are taking this Patrick Mahomes thing for granted right now, right? Right. Oh, this is the way it's always going to be, and we're always going to... No, it's not. I mean, it's not. And that's kind of how I was with Tiger in golf. Oh, he's always going to be here, because you saw, you know, back when I was growing up, all these old men playing golf. You just assumed mm-hmm. Tiger would be there to the end,
yeah.
And then you realize how his body breaks down, and I just now wish, looking back, I would have enjoyed it more. And I did, but I wish I would have enjoyed it more, because now it's gone, and mm-hmm. he was the reason why I was watching golf. And the other one for me, and it's become this way recently more than ever, Peyton Manning. I didn't appreciate him enough when he was playing and how good he really was. And I think a lot of it kind of got lost with, you know, Tom Brady winning 7 Super Bowls and it always being Brady and Manning, Brady and Manning. And I never really appreciated Peyton Manning enough. And you wonder, like, Peyton Manning may have the record of Super Bowls if Tom Brady never existed.
Mm-hmm. Mac, you have an athlete that you've gotten to like more as you've gotten older? Or is there one that you liked more as they got older or moved on in their career?
Yeah, mine would be Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't appreciate him enough.
The Jayhawk football player?
Yeah, of course, the corner. Yeah, the Chiefs are going to draft.
Spelled differently.
No, yeah, Kobe Bryant would be mine. I mean, it kind of happened after he passed away, but then I just kind of looked back on his career, and I was just like, damn, I really wish I would have not as much hate watched him and really appreciated the talent that he was and the human being that he was, too.
Yeah, somebody from the text line from the 913 says, didn't love young Kobe Bryant because of all the comparisons to Michael Jordan, but as he got older and became his own man, it was easier to see his greatness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was truly great.
Yeah, he does kind of fall into that category because we did spend so much time comparing him to Michael Jordan and not appreciating Kobe for Kobe. That's the problem that happens with all of these athlete comparisons, is that you set these expectation level and then you expect them to meet or exceed that expectation level. And you're comparing people to Tom Brady and Joe Montana mm-hmm. and Michael Jordan and, you know, LeBron James and Tiger Woods and all these greats of the, like, Tiger never beat Jack, you know? So you, like, you're at all of these levels with these great players. We compare them to the greatest, and the odds of them ever reaching that level of greatness are very slim. And then we don't appreciate what they're doing in the moment because we're so concerned about whether they're not going to be the next Kobe Bryant or the next Michael Jordan or the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I think mine is kind of with the text line. A lot of people are saying, honestly, it's Tom Brady. You know, you hate the guy throughout his whole career because all he does is win. And then there's the deflate gate. There's mm-hmm. the spy gate. But then you kind of like see how he's become this new, I don't know, kind of has like a different Renaissance definition of his career. Like, I thought he was decent as an announcer, got a lot of flack early on because of, like, he wasn't, you know, kind of got into his own. But about by weeks 5 or 6, I kind of started to enjoy what Tom Brady was doing in the booth. Now, a lot of that is because Romo's stale mm-hmm. and I'm just over Tony. And I never really enjoyed his commentary. I thought it was interesting, but like,
I thought he got better this year. Once he had the come to Jesus meeting with CBS and they told him he was basically going to get fired from his $1 million a week job, get better. I thought he got better this year, but I understand where you are with Tony Romo. I get that.
Yeah. Mine's John Elway because it took stones to hand the Chiefs that trophy. No, I kid. It's tough for me because Tom Brady, I enjoy more as I get older because of, like, I think another one that I didn't get to really see play, but I enjoy the older I get and the older they get, is Charles Barkley.
Charles, yeah.
You know, yep. Shaq as well. Like, mm-hmm. I thought Shaq was kind of a, I don't know, annoying basketball player just because he had, you know, the dominance down low. And then I didn't really know the personality was there. And the feud between he and Kobe, and he had that rap, like, Kobe, how's my ass taste? Or whatever it was in the nightclub that one night, and the whole drama that unfilled with that, because the Lakers could have had so much more if they'd have kept that duo together. I truly believe that. And then the whole, like, Shaq, I'm going to go win a ring. for the king.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers would have had so much more if they'd have stayed. And I hated that. I enjoyed the Lake Show. I loved watching Kobe Bryant from the start. Never had a down moment with Kobe. But Shaq, as I watch him now, as he moves on, and that whole setup is great on the TNT broadcast.
Yeah, they do fantastic work. I'll tell you another guy that's kind of gotten me more intrigued over the years as I've gotten older, and it has to do with because they did the documentary Winning Time, is Magic Johnson too, right? Like,
yes.
I don't know that I'm kind of in that stage. Like 1992 is when he was diagnosed with AIDS, and I'm trying to think, like in 92, I was like a freshman in high school, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like really before you're truly watching all of this kind of stuff unfold and whatnot, and then seeing the greatness, because that was more kind of the tail end of Magic Johnson's career, obviously. Mm-hmm. And like all the good stuff happened in the late 70s, early 80s. And I'm not alive really at that point in time and watching and consuming all that kind of stuff. But I think Magic Johnson is kind of one of those guys that was a superstar right before I really got into being a sports fan and understood what Magic Johnson was all about. But you go back and watch videos of Magic Johnson, that guy was a smooth man. He was so good.
He's awesome.
Yeah. My sister has a good one. I think it's interesting. This summer, she says Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of people, maybe early on, Travis Kelce's a hothead. He's getting ejected for throwing towels at a referee. He's, missing curfew, missing the first half versus the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He's, given a lot of me vibes, not a lot of we vibes. And then as he's gone throughout his career, he's probably, for a lot of people, a top three Chiefs player of all time.
Yeah, and I think he's had one of the greatest renaissances of a career of anybody I've ever seen play professional sports. Because, as you mentioned, you come in, you miss the first year with the knee injury, then you're a hothead, and Andy Reid's even undressing you in front of the media. And when that happens, Andy's on his last straw. And then Travis Kelce turned it all around and turned around off the field, turned around on the field, and just became the greatest, role model you could potentially have. That's a big credit to Travis Kelce, but also for Andy Reid for saying, one more, man, and we're done. We're not going to do this anymore. Throwing flags at the ref, the fly Eagles fly thing, and, playing dice on the field, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's what he was doing.
Yeah, he was playing dice. Like craps, he's betting on the come.
Of course, yes.
and so that's that was the kind of stuff that got to the point of Andy Reid going, all right, one more and you're done. And then credit to Travis Kelce. He turned it around. Like, if you don't appreciate Travis Kelce at this point in time, you're never going to appreciate him.
Text line's bringing in a few. Derek Carr. That's interesting. Baker Mayfield is one.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yadier Molina. Somebody says Kadarius Toney. Didn't love him at first, but after listening to his rap album, he's grown on me.
The Joker.
Yeah. Steph Curry is one. On the text line, somebody says Dale Earnhardt Jr. or Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Senior, yeah.
Ned's texting the show.
Yep.
Jeff Gordon, Tom Brady, Kyle Busch, Barry Bonds, and then someone says Gary Woodland. I don't know how you could never not like Gary Woodland. I think another one for me to keep the golf theme has been Bryson DeChambeau.
Mm.
Like how he was, he came out, was skinny dude, then got super big, got into hitting absolute bombs and became this fictitious person. And then there was the video where he got hit by the cord and he came after golf media. It's it's really annoying that you guys only show the downfalls of golfers and all that. And it was Bryson, come on. And then completely has revamped his career, gone to the YouTube with stuff, given Bob Does Sports a shout out in his Masters interview, which obviously, maybe kind of a shot at Rory where he's like, I'm not a YouTuber. It's not my generation. Rory, you're 36.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, go win the Masters, Rory. But DeChambeau's been great. When he won the U.S. Open last year and he's pumping up the crowd and he's, I remember I showed you, he threw the ball to the kid and that guy robbed it. And he went over there with his golf club, his putter, put in the guy's face, give him the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do that and he did it. So, I think that's another one of those guys where it's you appreciate that when you see him actually become more humanized than he is this fictitious character. Then you have the videos where he's hitting the ball over his house to hit a hole in one. And then he has a fan come out and do it, and the guy does it on his first shot.
That's awesome.
His third shot.
Look what happened there. The thing that you're talking about is what every athlete needs to understand. When you become fun and likable, you're going to go over, man. People are going to like you. They're going to want to hang out with you. They're going to want to buy the products you're endorsing. They're going to want to follow you. They're going to want to be a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. And so that's what these athletes really need to do. The athletes that can, really resonate with the fans and have a good connection with the fans and be fun away from the game, those are the guys that are going to be successful. Look at Peyton Manning. I mean, if Peyton Manning wasn't doing the stuff, him and Eli on Monday Night Football, I don't know that I'd have a more appreciation for Peyton Manning, but him doing all that stuff and seeing that side of him made me kind of reflect back on his career and realize, damn, he was really good. And we all missed out because we were focused on Tom Brady, you know, the entire time. I think another local one for a lot of people, maybe Mike Sweeney as well. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to the last commercial break, and he was talking about the Blue Cross Blue Shield Coaches with Character program, which is what we do with CU in the major leagues and how awesome that is. Shout out Coach Reynolds, Olathe East, winning the first month of that one. And I will say, like, Mike Sweeney was so good, but people didn't appreciate him because he was on such bad teams. And he never really had that running mate locked up long term. Yes, he had Beltran for a little bit, but then eventually he was traded away. And, you know, Mike signed that contract. And people would get mad at Mike Sweeney when that guy, let me tell you about a warrior. Mm. This guy was battling every back ailment in the world and gutted it out every day because he didn't want to let the fans down. And I think because he was making the money, the $55 million contract, and the team was losing, people took it out on Mike Sweeney. That guy could rake, man. Imagine having Mike Sweeney in this lineup right now.
That'd be great. Be awesome.
It's one of the great hitters of this organization's history.
Great human being.
Yeah, an even better human, right?
We missed one. The text line just chimed in on one that we all three missed. Jameis Winston.
Yeah, we're all starting to love Jameis Winston.
Was a young punk, kind of creepy, kind of annoying.
Stealing crab legs and all that kind of
jumping
stuff.
Jumping on tables and saying stuff that he shouldn't.
Right.
Had the incident with the Uber driver,
mm-hmm.
and then ever since he ate the W, it was over.
It's changed.
It's a completely different career.
Yeah.
Somebody says Ricky Henderson, and then somebody says Frank White, but it went reverse.
Take the day.
That's good.
Somebody that we all love and that we all can't stand. Frank White, ladies and gentlemen, come on down.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I never liked him.
Like reverse, you know what?
Yeah, he doesn't care about Green Bay.
Ask Josh. Like, we talk about great coaches and quarterbacks all the time, and Josh is like, you're forgetting Rodgers and McCarthy. I'm like,
Somebody said Whit Merrifield said no one ever.
Yeah, right. The reverse, too, for him, right? Everybody loved Whit, and then he, you know, well, I played for a better team. I'd do what I need. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what athlete that grew on you, and now we're getting the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wrestlers. John Cena. Thought he was a D-bag for a long time. Then you find out what a great guy he is with all the Make-A-Wish things. I think he has the record, like over like 300 or maybe it's more. It's like thousands, I think, actually. I'm pretty sure it's like thousands of Make-A-Wish things that he's done.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's something egregious like that.
That's he's great. Actually a pretty good actor, too. He's pretty funny.
And you know what? Doing those Make-A-Wish things costs you nothing, and it changes lives, and people love it. It's the best, man.
You know how much of a hero you are that when in a scripted sport, you turn heel, and it turns the entire nation over? Like when he turned heel on Cody Rhodes and him and The Rock are out there and all of a sudden John Cena is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like it had us talking about it.
Right.
It had the Drive talking about it.
It was cool.
Yeah. So a lot of people say Usain Bolt. They didn't like him at first, but another guy that you don't see at the Olympics anymore. And now you're like, damn, I miss that dude.
Mm-hmm. Just special.
Watching him run those sprints.
Yeah. And 913 says Johnny Football, but I don't get that same.
He hasn't really done anything that's like,
made
me like
I don't know if you watched that documentary. It says that changed the perspective on him. I don't know. That didn't change the perspective on him for me at all.
Not at all. No. He was a good college player that came for money that, you know, lived his life. I mean, that's right. It, you know. I look at Johnny Manziel more as a guy who blew opportunities than you know, got better. Like, he had every opportunity in the world, and he didn't take advantage of it.
A guy that we might think is an athlete that we didn't really appreciate that we might as we get older is somebody that John Gruden likes.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
MVP Josh Allen.
What is... He's a real big dual threat now.
Time out. Did he do a John Gruden impersonation?
He absolutely did.
I'm going to play that again.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league, man.
MVP Josh Allen.
What is... He's a real big dual threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
It's 237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah,
so that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard.
Chalk me up as maybe kind of rooting for Will Howard now.
Chalk me up as like if you're Tennessee, maybe you consider taking him number one overall. I mean, John Gruden's saying it, right?
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not.
Josh Allen, man.
No, I mean, like, what's to say Will Howard can't be a good quarterback in the NFL? I never considered it because he's not on the hype train. And that's what the draft is all about. You get that hype train going for you, everybody's going to think you're great. Josh Allen is a pretty damn good quarterback to be compared to, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
blank slate. And I've got your name. So will you take a guy who's being compared to Josh Allen or Shador Sanders?
Well, comparisons are, there's nobody compared to Shador Sanders.
I know. That's the thing. Like, a guy's being compared to Josh Allen by a former coach and a quarterback guru, and then Shador Sanders. Mm-hmm. Which is the better selection? That is a question you should ask yourself now. If you're a general manager in that draft room, are we taking Shador because we believe he's this good, or are we taking Shador because of the hype train of social media, of outside pressure, and all of that kind of stuff? Because it's going to look good tomorrow when somebody grades our draft. Is that why we're taking Shador Sanders? Or is Shador Sanders going to be really, really good in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question.
But that is the correct question, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If he doesn't go in that top five, I think he's sliding big time.
Like, the hype train is why a lot of these guys get drafted, right? At the quarterback position, any position, you get that hype train behind you. Shador's had the hype train, right? He's got the best hype man in the business, his dad, right? Mm-hmm. And he's Deion, by the way, right? So not only is he Deion, but he's his dad. That's double the hype train for Shador Sanders. Then we saw the story of Colorado. That hype train was there. Will Howard played at K-State. Kind of a nondescript place, right? That's no offense to K-State, but it's a nondescript kind of college, right?
Not on the map.
Then he goes to Ohio State, wins a national championship, and people are going, oh, that guy, well, he may be pretty good. And then you got John Gruden saying he could be Josh Allen. Yeah. Like, if you're a personnel guy right now and you need a quarterback, how much are you thinking about Will Howard? Or is that John Gruden just trying to start the hype train too?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Somebody from the 417 on the athlete they grew to like, Deion Sanders, before he was at Colorado, I hated him. Now I don't.
See, that's a great one. You should like Deion Sanders because he is out for the kids, man. He really, look at the hype train that he's done for his son, for Travis Hunter, what he's doing at that university. Like, I would love that. If I was the president of a university looking for a football coach, I'd absolutely hire Deion Sanders. He's changed that entire university.
From the 660, he's only compared to Josh Allen by height and weight. Literally nothing he does on the field. He said that he runs like Josh Allen.
Right.
So there's one more. And again, we're not saying that he's Josh Allen. It's just welcome to comparison season. That's what the NFL draft is. It's just comparison season.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.